Mr. Light, how are you today?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Doing great. Now, is this does this feel a lot different to you when you get through the regular season? And I mean, you've been in the league now quite a few years, but does this feel really different in the playoffs?
Yeah, it does. I mean, you know, during the regular season, you know, you're definitely caught up in a lot of, you know, just the kind of the same thing every week where you're preparing and you know you got an opponent next week, but you're staying focused and, you know, you're trying to do your job and do what you do. And you know, it's not like there's a lack of intensity, but it's nothing like what you face now. I mean, you know, in the postseason, the one thing that I think rings in the back of your mind as a player is that, you know, if you don't get it done this week, it's over. You're going home. And whereas the regular season, you kind of know where you're at. You kind of know what the standings are and, you know, who the first seed, second, and all that stuff, you know, at some point before the end of the year. But now, you know, it's 100 mile an hour. You got to do what you do the best and hope that, you know, that's good enough to get you to the next level.
Hey, Matt, Tom Brady mentioned on Wednesday that he was apprehensive maybe on Monday and Tuesday, saying, what are we going to do without Wes? What's the game plan going to be? And then he said Wednesday came, had a terrific practice. The execution was excellent. What's it been like on Thursday and Friday, the tenor of practices?
Well, you know, it's as far as the Wes's situation, I mean, look, it's tough to sit here and say that, you know, we've moved on and, you know, the guys that we have out there are the guys we have, and we're going to be fine because, you know, Wes was such a big part of our offense, and, you know, it was obviously a tough situation losing him. And I think that, you know, this week in preparation for Baltimore, it's been all about just everybody putting in extra work and going out there and doing their job and doing it the best they can. And we know we're not going to make up for Wes, but, you know, hey, look, we've got great backups and we got other guys in the lineup. They're going to step up and make big plays like really we've done all season. You know, we've had guys that have filled in all year at a lot of different positions and done a great job. And, you know, I think that as an offense, you know, we all say that's what we have to do. And we feel good about where we're at and where we're heading.
Matt, has this Baltimore defense changed since week four? And for that matter, have they changed from previous years?
Well, I mean, I think they've changed, you know, from last year. You know, it's not quite the exotics that you saw with, you know, when Rex was there and all the crazy things that happened. You know, we went into the first game, I think, probably anticipating a little bit more of the exotic looks. But, you know, what they do very well. And I wouldn't say that there's a huge difference for what you see now from what we saw in the first game. But, you know, they're very sound defensively, and they've got a really good front. They've obviously got, you know, linebackers that have been around and you know, Ray and those guys make a lot of big plays for them. And then obviously in their secondary, they've got some guys that just that instinctively know how to find the football. But you know, they're going to throw in some of their blitzes, they're going to throw in some of their different looks and their personnel packages, and they're going to come after us. But I wouldn't say that it's going to be probably too much different than what we saw the first time.
You guys have protected Brady over the last few weeks, no sacks in, what, 4 weeks now. How different is it when you have the same five guys out there every single week as opposed to guys changing positions, being out, not being able to play, using other guys? Not that you don't have some good backup people, but, I mean, the continuity of having those five guys, is that a factor?
Well, I mean, I think it definitely is. You know, you have to say that, you know, the more that a player, an individual is out there week after week and can stay healthy, the better that person is going to be as an individual. And then collectively as a unit, as an offensive line, the more snaps you take, you know, it's just going to get better and better. It should. And I think that, you know, when you have guys that work hard, and we've got a lot of guys that, you know, they're out there every single practice and doing everything they can to get better, you expect that. And, you know, I think for us up front, that we've shuffled around quite a bit this year, and we've had guys in and out. But, you know, for the most part, we've been around each other for a long time. We kind of know what to expect. But it comes down to just each guy getting his reps and getting his time out there.
Hey, Matt, will you give me an honest answer to this question?
No, of course not. I mean, come on, you're asking way too much.
All right, here it
comes. It is what it is.
Here it comes anyway. You're playing, I think, in your 17th playoff game. This team has 14 playoff wins. But I almost guarantee you, if it's cold on Sunday, there's going to be empty seats in the red section, and it's going to be quiet as a crypt compared to the way the place was 6-7 years ago. Does that play a role? Do you notice it? And do you think you get the full home field advantage other teams get?
I mean, look,
honest.
I don't think it's been as loud as it could be. I mean, I think if that's the point you're trying to make, I think you're correct. I think that for whatever reason, and I don't know if it has a whole lot to do with the club or not, although I do know that it's nice and comfortable inside the club.
In the club,
you don't have fireplaces down there on the sidelines like they do up there in the club.
We do, yeah. We've got one of those giant propane heaters. They're unbelievable.
You don't have the martini bar, though. I know that.
No, we've asked for that, actually. In the past.
Let's just run our test.
But you know, I think that I think one of the things that kind of seems to have gotten lost, you know, we find it here for the playoffs, but. You know, it's not just a third down situation. Home field advantage means that you make it tough on them every snap, every down, every situation. And, you know, I'd love to hear it on first down just be deafening. And then carry that all the way through because, you know, I wouldn't say that we necessarily have to have that as players, but it doesn't hurt, you know.
I'm wondering, is it complacency? This, you know, this Patriot Nation here has seen you guys have so much success over the last decade, and suddenly, you know, when you go into the postseason and you're not 16-0, we felt that this past week, sitting here trying to talk a lot about this game coming up, I think there's going to be a terrific game, and yet there seems to be some apathy out there, which is a little bit strange based on everything that we've all experienced here over the last decade.
Well, I mean, it's definitely been an up and down season, and I think that you know, over the years, maybe it's gotten a little bit tougher, you know, to witness bad football. You know,
yeah.
I think that, you know, now when they see a play that, you know, doesn't remind them of years past, I think they are a little upset, and some of the fans do, you know, wonder what's happened or, you know, kind of lose faith in some of the things we do. But I think you got to understand that. And we see it as players. I mean, it's just it's every year is so different from the, you know, from one to the other. You know, you can't really draw comparisons. You can't say that, you know, just because you've got a few guys back from the year before that you're going to do exactly, you know, the same things that you did then. But, you know, for us, it's you're always trying to find your identity. And I think that, it took us a while to find it, but we know what we have in that locker room. And, you know, we have a lot of confidence in the guys that we play with, and you know, I think the fans need to take the same approach. You know, find, you know, it's every year is a different year, and we need them as much. You know, they need us, and let's go out there and give it our best.
Hey, Matt. Speaking of identity, with the number of running backs and the varied abilities that they have back there, I'm not asking you to talk about Fred Taylor in the context of what the other guys can and can't do. But what's it like blocking for him, a 10,000-yard NFL back? What do you see on film from him when you run it back? And what are the strengths that he brings at this time of year?
Well, I mean, you know, first off, you're talking about a class act, you know, all the way around. And I'm not talking, you know, and this is nothing football-wise. I mean, he's the kind of guy you want in the locker room. You know, he's a stand-up guy, you know, a guy that comes to work every day and, you know, you never hear a complaint out of Fred. So, just a lot of fun to be around. And as a runner, you know, he's the kind of guy that has great vision. Number one, I mean, he'll find a hole or he'll make a hole one way or the other, and he gets downhill in a hurry. And he still moves unbelievable. So, you know, he's obviously dedicated himself to you know, taking care of his body. You know, over the years, and you know, he's still got a lot of juice in the tank.
Matt, when you're when you go into a playoff series like or into the playoffs like this, how is it compared to other years in terms of what the team's thinking or where they how they got into the playoffs? Or, you know, you've gone every end of the spectrum. You've gone from, you know, wild card to undefeated. How does this compare to other years entering the playoffs?
You know, it's not much different. I guess I really don't look at it from, you know, how we got in the past. I think, you know, once you make it in the playoffs, your only focus and your only thought is that week and that opponent and winning that game. You know, I mean, it's just so important to do all the little things right. And I think that, you know, every guy, you know, regardless of how we, you know, our sole focus is to do things better, to put in more work, spend more time, you know, reviewing the film and go out there and play our best football. So it's hard to say that any of the experience you've had in the past, regardless of, you know, how many playoff games you've been in, if that'll really do much for you as a player, because, you know, unless you go out there and, you know, have your best game, it's not going to really matter.
You've played in a lot of cold games here in Foxborough. I remember that Tennessee game, which I'm sure you just froze your cojones off in that one. This one's not going to be as bad as they anticipated earlier in the week, but the wind chill's still going to be in the single digits. You one of those guys that come out with the shirtless look, or do you sit there and say, screw it, I don't have to look good, I just want to make sure I feel good?
Well, you know, my memory doesn't serve me as well these days for whatever reason, and I used to be able to say that I've never worn sleeves in a game, but I think that would be a false statement. I think I've worn sleeves once in a game, and I'm not really sure why I ended up doing that, but, you know, for the most part, I think, you know, as long as you're out there moving around and flying around and doing your thing, the cold really doesn't have too much of an effect, but I will agree that the Tennessee game...
Oh.
That was a rare exception to where I can remember thinking that, you know, this is a terribly cold situation to be in.
Well, the team you're playing is going to play, they play in cold weather as well, so they're accustomed to that kind of that type of team as well. Do you notice that when warmer weather teams come north, that maybe they have a little, you know, you get stung in the arm, man, it stings in that cold weather, that they feel it far more than you guys would feel it?
Oh, that stings.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's a bit of an issue, but, you know, once the fur's flying, you know, it's pretty much a non-factor. But, you know, I think there's some guys that affects more than others. I mean, look, you know, you take a couple of us big slop buckets and put us down in 85, 90-degree weather right now, and it'll have an effect on us, I promise you.
Do you need a Ray Lewis to English dictionary during the game that you consult?
No, I don't. I tune all that out. I've got like Ray canceling headphones that I wear.
How do you do that? How do you shut all of that stuff out? Because you got, you know, Joey Porter and guys like that. I mean, how do you shut that stuff out?
You just do, man. I mean, it's, you know, it's like playing cards with your brother-in-law's kids. You know, you just get through it. You do it. You know, it's
how much money do you win?
That always comes back to the same thing.
There's only one sure way to shut Ray up, and that's to make sure there's no cameras on him. Because when the cameras on, oh my God, he's comes up with some good stuff.
How much you want to make a bet though? He'll be the first guy that will be mic'd up. Yep. You'll hear that chant to open up the game on Sunday. That's CBS will definitely have that to open up the game.
So, more than likely, yeah. And why not? Look, he's been a. I tell you, when a guy's been around doing what Ray's done for so long, you can't really tell him not to say what he wants to say. You know, he pretty much can say whatever he wants. He's made a lot of plays in the league.
He's actually hard to dislike, too.
What the hell's he saying, though? What the hell is he saying?
What the hell's
your
nuts?
Dogs, a house, and...
He said, what the hell's your nuts? What the hell's your nuts?
I have no clue what he's
You know,
saying.
He's a hard guy to dislike, too, actually. Unless
no, he is.
Unless you go to the Gold Club on the wrong night.
He's a hell of a player, and he still can do it, you know, at this age, which
the
is...
The vault.
That's pretty amazing. Hi, Matt. It's always great talking to you. Good luck on Sunday, and we expect that we'll be talking to you here next Friday.
Yeah, I look forward to it. Thanks, guys.
All right, Matt. Have a good one.